It's time for this week's Ravens mailbag. Ryan Mink and I are here in the team meeting room. The team just filed out of here a little bit ago. 90 guys were in here who are all here for OTAs. We've got tons of good questions from you guys on Twitter and Facebook. Ryan, go ahead and start with the first one.
Yeah, our first one's from Philip Linker, and Philip asks, do you think wide receiver Michael Campanaro has the speed and skills to become the next Wes Welker?
He's interested in the local guy.
Yeah, local guy, Michael Campanaro. Yeah, I think he does have the tools to do this. He has the speed. He ran a 4.46 in the 40-yard dash. He has some of the skills. Great hands, tough guy, you know, can find open areas and zones. But there's a difference between having the potential to be that guy and being that guy. You know, it takes a lot of work. And really, it takes a lot of smarts to be that kind of receiver, that effective slot receiver in the NFL. Because when you're built like Michael is, who he's built kind of like I'm built,
right,
then you have to really make up for it with your smarts. So Michael knows this, and the Ravens know this, that he has a lot of work to do in terms of learning the playbook and whatnot to get on that level. But the Ravens drafted him with those players in mind,
yep,
with Wes Welker, with Julian Edelman in mind. Even Eric DaCosta compared them. So that's the goal.
And the Ravens also moved back into the draft this year to get him because they really like this,
yeah,
guy. All right, the next question, this also deals with one of the draft picks. Nick Johnson wants to know, will Terrence Brooks be the starter in week one? I would have to say I do not think he will be the week one starter. But before I get everybody up in arms about a rookie not being the starter week one, I think that has more to say about some of the veterans who are already on the roster. The Ravens like Darius Stewart, who they signed from the Rams this offseason. They also like Jeremy Miles, who was on the team last year as a special teamer, who they re-signed this offseason. I think both of those guys are veterans that the Ravens have put some stock into, and I think that they like him. I think both of those guys probably have a chance to start next to Matt Elam as one of the two safeties, and then Brooks will get his shot later on down the road.
Next question comes from Ja Rings, and Ja asks, how many running backs do you see the Ravens carrying this year? Well, I really see it as three. Now, there's a situation that kind of could impact that, and that's the Ray Rice situation. If he's suspended, that could free up a roster spot at the beginning of the season because suspended players do not count against the 53-man roster. So then the Ravens might be able to bring on somebody like Justin Forsett for the beginning of the year. But even once that happens, I think they're going to carry three at the end of that suspension if it happens. Those three, obviously, Ray Rice, Bernard Pierce, and Lorenzo Taliaferro. You're not going to cut a fourth-round running back. So they'll have a decision to make if Ray Rice gets suspended when he comes back.
All right, the next question, Kenneth Torrance asked us on Facebook. The last couple of seasons, the defense has ranked below the top 10. With drafting mostly defensive players, do you see the Ravens' defense getting back to being a top 5 defense? Well, Kenneth wants to see one of those 2000 defense, one of those defenses where teams can't even move the ball against them, like the Seahawks last year, the Ravens in 2000. Well, I don't know if it'll be quite that good, one of the best ever, but I think that the Ravens' defense will take a big jump this season. I think they'll be one of the best defenses in the AFC. They've totally rebuilt the defense last year. There was so much change last season. I think it took them a year to kind of get used to playing with one another, but I think they'll be more familiar with each other this year. You add in some new pieces, a C.J. Mosley, a Timmy Jernigan, some of those young guys that they added this year, and you put them with the holdovers, Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, perennial Pro Bowlers. I think it's going to make a big difference this year, and I think the Ravens are going to be one of the top-flight defenses in the NFL.
Our last question comes from Farouk Anwar, and Farouk asks, who do you think is going to be the leading receiver this season? Well, I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to kind of cheat a little bit on this one.
You would cheat.
Of course I would. So I don't know what that means. But I'm going to say in terms of yardage, I think that Torrey Smith is going to probably lead the Ravens for a second straight year. Topped 1,100 yards last year. I don't see that changing under Gary Kubiak's scheme. That play-action scheme is going to definitely leave Torrey open on a few bombs this year, which I think we all look forward to. But in terms of receptions, I'm going to give it to Steve Smith. I know he's the veteran, turned 35 years old, but I think Steve's going to really be relied on to make a lot of those tough catches, especially on third down and whatnot, and it's really going to turn into a go-to guy for quarterback Joe Flacco.
I've been really impressed with Steve Smith at OTA's practice.
He's
a veteran, but he's playing like he's a 25-year-old out there running
around. I don't think I've seen a ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that comes within his, you know, radius, he's bringing in. So, but Ravens have OTA's practice again next week. We'll have all the coverage of that the week after that as mini camps. We're bringing you all the coverage of the offseason. Thanks for watching. Keep coming back.